In this bulletin, a judge delays the trial of the man accused of raping Brittany Higgins. The Reserve Bank governor warns inflation will continue to rise. And AFL star Jordan Dugui apologises for his off-field behaviour. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. The trial of Bruce Lerman, who's charged with the alleged rape of Brittany Higgins, will not go ahead in the ACT court next week as planned. This comes after his lawyers successfully pushed to postpone proceedings following journalist Lisa Wilkinson's Logie speech, where she thanked Ms. Higgins for sharing her story. Chief Justice Lucy McClellan told the ACT Supreme Court, while jurors can be directed to mitigate prejudice, this case was different with Ms. Wilkinson as a key witness. A new date has not been set for the trial, but Chief Justice McClellan wants it to be held this year, citing a likely October listing. The federal government has warned it won't tolerate dodgy behaviour in the energy market after commissioning the Competition and Consumer Watchdog to investigate rising prices. The ACCC inquiry will examine whether big power generators have been colluding and whether they withdrew supply into the market last week. While refusing to preempt the inquiry's findings, Treasurer Jim Chalmers says more transparency is needed.
There are a range of concerns that have been raised about pricing in energy markets. We want to make sure that there's no dodgy behaviour making life even harder for families and pensioners and Australian industry. And there's an important role for the ACCC there. I've dialed up the ACCC's role. I've maximised their monitoring of this really crucial market because we want to make sure that if there's dodgy behaviour going on, that we know about it and we can crack down on it.
Reserve Bank Governor Philip Lowe says he doesn't see a recession on the horizon, but that Australians should prepare for higher interest rates to combat inflation. Mr. Lowe says the Reserve Bank Board is committed to doing what's necessary to ensure inflation returns to the 2 to 3% target. Speaking at an American Chamber of Commerce event in Sydney, he said inflation is expected to rise to 7% this year. Mr. Lowe says rather than global pressures, inflation is increasingly coming from within Australia.
It's going to be some years, I think, before inflation's back in the 2 to 3% range. But it will, over the next couple of years, it will gradually come down. And that's what's important, that we chart this path back there and people have confidence that we'll do that.
The New South Wales Treasurer has handed down a budget described as once in a generation for its emphasis on women in the workforce. The document includes the first Women's Opportunity Statement that will now form part of all future budgets. With childcare and parental leave priorities, $45 billion will be spent over the next decade on better care options for families and measures to help women return to the workforce after giving birth. Treasurer Matt Keane says increasing women's workforce participation to the same rate as men's could add 8% to economic growth by 2060. He says the funding has been allocated on advice from an expert panel of women set up by the government to recommend budget measures.
Our investment in increasing the participation rate of women by 95,000 means that we'll grow the economy by $17 billion. Our investment in our kids' education means that they're less likely to interface with the juvenile justice system, they're less likely to have poor health outcomes, and they're more likely to succeed on their entire life's journey.
The government also took its first step on the path to abolishing stamp duty, with home buyers given the option of paying land tax annually instead. Health is also a big winner, with a $33 billion investment in the state's hospital system. AFL star Jordan Dugui has apologised for what he's described as disrespectful conduct while partying in Bali during Collingwood's mid-season break. The Magpies have slapped Dugui with a $25,000 suspended fine after he was captured on social media making crude sexual gestures at a nightclub. Dugui said he'd been working hard this year to establish trust and confidence in his decision-making after a series of off-field incidents, but he said that had been undone through no one's fault but his own. In a statement, the club said disrespect towards women in any form was never acceptable, and Dugui would undertake further behavioural education over his conduct. I'm Greg Diet, and that's the latest SBS News.